As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moonday, April the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, absolutely. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are not alone, but you are definitely in the right place and the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone calls throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long distance or access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. That's Exeter, Missouri, M-O-65647, P.O. Box 96. Once again, a big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, and Talk Stream Live. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals this morning rebound. Silver at a 30-year high. Crude oil is up. U.S. dollar declines. Sounds like that's going to be the drill for a while. Back to basics, building the foundation for precinct-driven political activation. We'll continue that in the second hour if we have time. Henry Bergson, Creative Evolution. We're going to talk about that a bit today. We'll take a lot of news as well, so all of that is going to be on the browser. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We found gold trading up $6.50 an ounce at $1,435.40. That's right. Jumped up there and hit the 1440 mark this morning. Early on, we have a real bright day in the metals. Silver up 59 cents at $38.42. Folks, it's knocking the top right off of silver. Platinum up 19 bucks, now just $18 below that $1,800 mark again. Up $19 at $1,782 an ounce. Palladium closing in once again on $800, up $11 this morning at $784 an ounce. So the silver metals, the bright, precious silver metals, they're doing good for us. The noble metal, aurum, is doing excellent as well. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,427.30 for a low, $1,440 for a high. But at $1,435.40, your gold is up year-to-year $309.60 for a 27.49%. We could say return on your investment or a reduction in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. Either way you look at it, it's good news for gold bugs. The London Gold Fix this morning, $1,432, the price they fixed it at, and we're trading above that now. The SPDR gold shares, unbelievable, doesn't seem to be anybody buying anything in their electronic trading network. The SPDR gold shares unchanged over the weekend at 1,211.33 metric tons, valued on Straight Street at these bullion prices at $55.2 billion. Wow, we'll be back right after these words from our sponsor.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, MicroPlant Powder. Our MicroPlant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. MicroPlant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Monday, April the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Why do we repeat it so often? Because we have some listeners that are away at the top of the hour news and weather breaks, and they're just joining us now, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in our market report again for this morning. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $6.50 an ounce, a troy ounce there, at $1,435.40. Silver up 59 cents at $38.42. Of course, these are bullion spot market prices. You'll never put your hands on them for this kind of money unless you go out and shop the auctions, do a little bit of, you know, winking and nodding, tipping your hand and raising your number. You know, you might be able to beat some of these prices on the street. Silver this morning up 59 cents at $38.42, setting an all-new record high. They're about 30-year high. Platinum up 19 bucks at $1,782 a troy ounce. Palladium up 11 at $784. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, $14.2730 for a low, and touching new ground there, coming back into some new ground at $14.40. We had a $14.4860 on the 24th of April, and we had a $38.18 fresh 31-year high in silver on the same date. But we're starting some new ground this morning on the silver prices. Gold is still lagging just a bit, but not much. London gold fixed this morning, $1,432. You can find out more about that at the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA. Find out more about that. The SPDR gold shares unchanged over the weekend at 1,211.23 metric tons. valued at these bullion prices at $55.2 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 57 in the green all across the board here, up 57, closing at 12,377. The NASDAQ closed up 9 at 2790. The Dow and the NASDAQ in the news this morning, as well as the S&P. We'll come back to those in a minute. The S&P 500 closed up 7 at 1,332. The crude oil this morning, always top in the news here, up another 14 cents at $108.08 a barrel, trying to duplicate Brent's moves. Still don't know why crude oil is going up in the U.S. marketplace, but at $108.08 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude is certainly setting a lot of people's hearts aflutter. The USDX this morning, that dollar index, you can find out more about that on Finex. You can also find out more about it on the U.S., the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. website, theice.com, off 10 basis points at 75.74, which, of course, drags down and pushes up foreign exchange rates. As a result, the Canadian loonie, we've got our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, trade-weighted basket of currencies, the Canadian loonie dropping down 23 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar above parity still at $1.03 U.S. The Mexican peso off 6 basis points and yet still is trading now at 9 cents U.S. Again, saw that change happen on Friday. But the multiplier for all those that are interested are 11.8407 pesos per dollar. You do the math, round up the four digits, and you're going to come up with 9 cents a pop for pesos. Fill up your pockets with pesos now at 9 cents a pop. The euro bumps up 4 basis points at $1.43. Not looking too good for the dollar. You know, we're about half of the euro. It went started out the other way back when the euro came alive, was created, or was born, depending on how you look at it. The British pound this morning up 23 basis points, pounding the U.S. dollar at $1.62 apiece. And the Swiss franc, the Swiss bankers, the, well, the central bankers of the globe, the little franc there, the Swiss franc, moving up 22 basis points at $1.09 against the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the two-year, the yield on the two-year treasuries is 0.77%. The benchmark 10-year yielding at 3.43 and the 30-year at 4.49. So if you happen to be out in the bond market today, those are your numbers. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moving down from 4.13% a month ago to 4.07% this morning. The 30-year yield, or excuse me, the 30-year mortgages are going to move up just a fuzz this morning from 4.85% a month ago to 4.86 this morning. Your prime rate is at 3.25% and your gold to silver ratio, 37.38 ounces of silver. Get you 1 ounce of gold. Lots happening in the economic calendar this week. However, today is rather slight. Not much going on. Some announcements will come out the 4 week, the 3 month bill auction, 6 month bill auction later this afternoon. Actually, this evening early, 7:15 p.m. Eastern time. Benjamin Shalom, I Love Israel, Bernanke speaks. Tomorrow we'll see the Goldman Store sales red book will be out. Dennis Lockhart, another one of the Fed bankers, is going to speak. And let's see, there's going to be a little bit more action happening on Wednesday. The Mortgage Bankers Association's purchase apps will be out. The petroleum status will be out. Lockhart speaks again. Thursday, we're going to see the chain store sales. So we got jobless claims will be out, as always. The natural gas report will be out. And then on Friday, it'll be a little bit more with wholesale trade, and that'll end out the week. Another talk by Dennis Lockhart. Everybody's trying to get us excited about the Federal Reserve banking system, but why would you want to? Why would y'all want to? Well, let's go over here and take a look at this article instead. Lots of stuff happening in the metals market. You can jump up on the Kitco website and find out about this stuff for yourself. The AM Kitco Metals Roundup. This is your AM Roundup. COMEX gold is higher, boosted by crude oil at two-year highs, and silver hits a 31-year high. This written by Jim Wyckoff this morning. COMEX gold futures prices are trading higher on Monday morning and are hovering just below last month's all-time record of $1,450 an ounce. basis the active COMEX June futures contract. Meantime, COMEX silver futures hit another fresh 31-year high overnight, with crude oil prices trading at a 2+ year high. That's not good news. Investors and traders are focusing more on inflationary pressures, which is bullish for the precious metals. COMEX June gold last traded up $9.10 an ounce at $1,438. Spot gold last traded up at $7.60 at $1,437. Crude oil prices are firmer Monday, he writes, and trading above $108 a barrel. Crude is leading most other commodities futures markets higher to the start the trading week continues. There's still NATO military action occurring in Libya. Civil unrest is still simmering in other parts of the Middle East and North Africa. Japan's nuclear crisis is far from over, and the European Union's sovereign debt problems continue to fester. Precious metal traders reckon that at any time a fresh flare-up will occur somewhere to produce fresh safe haven investment demand for gold and silver. And of course, whenever that happens, people flood into the precious metals. And that's just the way that report goes. You know, it's hard to get around it. May silver futures traded up 72.3 cents at 38.46 an ounce on Monday. So there is that. Let's see if we can get this little dog to open here. Come on, jump up and open for me. Thank you. Sometimes it goes that way. Here we go. This out of futurespros.com. Again, futures trading, futurespros.com, the homepage to add here to your browser list. Well, we'll have to pick that up due to the Slack opening right after these words. Stay tuned.
Know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So in a related story off of Gold Futures and Gold Pro here, it's futurespros.com, futurespros.com, an article written for them by, I guess, a staff writer. They write this: Gold Futures advanced on Monday as ongoing violence in the Middle East and North Africa drove oil prices to the highest in 30 months, fanning concerns over inflation. The big I word is starting to raise its ugly head. On the COMEX division of the New York Merck Exchange, gold futures for June delivery traded at U.S. dollars $1,435.40 a troy ounce during European morning trade, climbing 0.39%. Rose earlier to a daily high of $1,435.85 a troy ounce. Of course, it's been above that now. Meanwhile, fighting in Libya continued over the weekend. Troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi pushed anti-government forces out of positions along coastal oil towns, while rebels retreated from the refinery ports. And another story will come up in a while, perhaps this morning. The EU and other places are starting to recognize the rebels as the real government, not Muammar Gaddafi. So that's happening there. Elsewhere, industry group GFMS Limited said at an industry conference in London over the weekend that gold mine operators produced 2,652 tons of the metal in 2010, up 3% from the previous year. So we're going to see more and more of that as we go forward. The prices of gasoline and diesel going up, more people interested in gold and silver, and as more people are attracted to the gold and silver market and the price of silver and gold continue to rise, of course, it becomes more profitable for the miners to mine all around the world. And so then we have to ask ourselves, with all of this extra gold and silver coming into the market and lots of people ready to go, how come is it that our treasury can't seem to, our mint can't seem to deliver coins on time every time? And here's an article by Daniela Comboni off of Kitco News. Daniela Comboni. If you haven't seen her little Kitco Roundup things, you got to check it out. She and Alex Steele are my faves these days. Ron Paul to probe U.S. mint coin shortage. This is an April Fool's Day article. I hope it's true. Anyway, to Texas, Kitco News. Representative Ron Paul, a Republican of Texas, has one question for the U.S. mint. Why is there a coin shortage? Good question, Ron. We're all asking that question ourselves. He's aiming to get to the bottom of this during a scheduled April 7th hearing of his U.S. House Subcommittee on Domestic Monetary Policy to examine the bullion programs at the U.S. Mint. Here's a quote. We are going to try and find out what the Mint has done so they can give us a better answer as to why there is a shortage. Why can't they keep the supply of coins up? Question mark, said the congressman in an interview with the Kitco News. Demand for precious metals in the futures market and in physical gold bullion coins increases as the dollar weakens, which often leads to coin shortages. Coin shortages. Check with your broker. See how they're doing. Can they deliver? Can you get a monster box of silver today? Part of the problem lies in manufacturing the blanks, also known as planchettes. The blank planchettes are not made at the mint, which hasn't had the production capacity for this stage of the minting process since the budget cuts of 1981. All right? Quote, looks like we don't even get all the blank coins made in the U.S. There's a contract with a foreign company which makes no sense at all, said the congressman. And that's the truth. I think under the Coinage Act, we're supposed to be taking care of that right here and minting our own gold and silver. Today, there are three refineries, the article continues, that supply planchettes to the mint. There's the Venner Beck Stern Leach in Rhode Island, Sunshine Minting in Idaho, and Goldmark in Perth, Australia. Why that? We don't know. Paul said a U.S. company may appear at the scheduled hearing with a solution. Quote, they can help relieve the shortage by providing these blank planchettes for the mint, he said, not revealing the company. I think there is a huge demand, and it is being provided by a bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy isn't responding very well, but I can't believe there is any excuse for this, he said. The mint is planning a major overhaul of the metal's composition of coins and how they manufacture them. The Coin Modernization Oversight and Continuity Act of 2010 gives the mint greater flexibility in meeting the demand for bullion coins as well as meeting the demand for gold and silver numismatic items. So there's more to that article on the Kitco website this morning. It's up in the Kitco news section. You can check it out there and find out more about it. Let me go ahead and close this guy out right here. As we're waiting for this other article to close, this one, close that one. All right, here we go. Bashir says he expects Sudan's gold exports to more than double. This off Bloomberg. Miriam Mazin writing today's news, Newsy News. Sudan, it'll be South Africa, well, Africa, Sudan, Africa. Sudan's gold export revenue. Probably, remember, they just had the partition to the north and the south, and we'll get back to that in a moment. Sudan's gold export revenue probably will climb to $3 billion this year from about $1.4 billion in 2010. Quite a bit of gold export there, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir told Parliament. Sudan will expand in gold mining and oil exploration in the north, underline that, as the oil-rich south prepares to declare its independence on July the 9th. Al-Bashir told the assembly in Omdurman, a suburb of Khartoum, the capital, after independence, southern Sudan will assume control of about three-quarters of the country's current oil production of 490,000 barrels a day. You do the math on that one. Pumped mainly by China National Petroleum Corporation. You don't think that China might have been behind this partition of the north from the south, do you? Malaysia's Petroleum Nacional and India's Oil and Natural Gas Corporation. Almost 99% of southern Sudanese voters chose to secede from the north and form an independent country in a January referendum. Of course, we spoke to that a little bit when that action was going down. But, yeah, they're going to pump up their gold production, and the south is pumping the oil to China and India. Biggest profits gained since 1900 sustains the S&P 500 after a rally. All right, here's his new news. Rita Nazareth and Michael Patterson writing this for Bloomberg. The biggest increase in profits in more than a century is telling investors that this is no time to sell stocks, even after the Standard & Poor's 500 index rallied 97%. I'd be very interested to know and to hear what Bob Chapman has to say about this, okay? Seems that there's no shortage of people stepping up to the plate in the stock market. S&P 500 earnings are poised to surpass the 2007 peak of $90 a share in the third quarter after surging from $7 in March of 2009. The quickest recovery since at least 1900. According to data from the S&P and Yale University's Robert Shiller compiled by Bloomberg, the gap between projected 12-month profits and average earnings over the last 10 years is set to widen the most since 1951. People are more comfortable with the recovery than at any time over the last couple of years, said Doug Ramsey, the Minneapolis-based director of research at Leupold Group, which oversees $3.9 billion and recommended buying equities 4 days before the bull market started. Quote, that's typically when retail investors regain their courage and may spur a rise of up to 25% in the S&P 500 during the next 18 months. So just keep your eyes peeled on that. I'm sure it'll be very interesting to see how all of the stock exchanges do in this next year coming. So we'll just have to follow it. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, maybe if we took the blindfolds off a lady justice, she'd read some of this law and legislation out there and really get pissed. I don't know. NASDAQ's Greifeld may inherit New York Stock Exchange floor he sought to bury. All right, here's another article talking about S&P 500 first, now the NASDAQ coming in on top of the New York Stock Exchange. So we got all the markets in the news this morning. Nina Mehta writing this for Bloomberg New News. After four decades promoting the advantages of an all-electronic stock market. And that's the real difference here between the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange, an all-electronic stock market. The NASDAQ OMX group may end up owning the world's most famous trading floor. Of course, we went through this whole flurry of news and interest and research and discussion about the New York Stock Exchange being purchased by the Deutsche Börse AG. Well, that may be out the window. Chief Executive Officer Robert Greifeld, yeah, Look at this guy's picture on the Bloomberg website. If he doesn't have a Hittite nose, I don't know one when I see one. Anyway, Chief Executive Officer Robert Greifeld would take over the New York Stock Exchange 108-year-old trading room should his offer for the New York Stock Exchange Euro Next win over the bid from the Frankfurt-based Deutsche Börse AG, which agreed in February to a merger now valued at $9.26 billion. NASDAQ, OMX, and Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., that's the ICE.com, mention that every day just so that you know that it exists, said on April the Fool's Day, oh my, that they would pay $11.3 billion in cash and stock for the 219-year-old exchange operator at the corner of Wall and Broad Streets in Manhattan. 219-year-old exchange, while Greifeld promised a 74% more expense reductions than Deutsche Börse, he said last week he wouldn't close the New York Stock Exchange Euronext open outcry auction venue, which has been the image of American capitalism for more than a century. Everybody knows what the open outcry auction venue is, right? That's the floor, and you see everybody shaking their arms and waving and all that. That's the place where the Rothschilds really cleaned up on England on their floor over there, the open outcry auction venue. And see, they want to go to electronics so everybody else could shut up, I guess, and sit down. The floor's value in attracting new stock listings outweighs the cost, and NASDAQ OMX would allow it to coexist with its electronic systems that have become a model for markets globally. Brokerage executives and investors said, quote, "The floor is an American icon, a global icon," said Joseph Garoronsky, chief operating officer at the Rosenblatt Securities, Inc., which employs about a dozen traders at the New York Stock Exchange executing orders for institutions. Quote, "It's a symbol of such importance that Greifeld might not be doing what would come naturally to him, cutting costs by shutting down the floor." Well, there's a lot more to that article, too, and you can find it yourself this morning up on the Bloomberg website. Here, let's go over here. Take a look at this one. The FedEx, now the Fed exit means no pain for the usurper as foreigners take up slack. What's up with this article by Daniel Kruger, New News off Bloomberg, right out of New York City. Treasuries are signaling that the $9 trillion market will weather the end of the Federal Reserve's quantitative easing program in June without suffering a sell-off that drives long-term borrowing costs higher. It's a rather lengthy opening sentence in a very lengthy article. We won't share it all. We'll cover some of it, though. The class of investors that includes foreign central bankers. Foreign central banks purchased 60% of the $66 billion in benchmark 10-year U.S. notes. You see, we give you those benchmark 10-year U.S. notes every morning, up from 42% in 2010. Fed data show banks have increased their holdings of treasuries to the most since December. As a panel of bond dealers and investors that advises the government says lenders may double their stake to $3.2 trillion in 2016. Doesn't seem like they're too worried about the Mayan calendar. Not exactly wringing their hankies in concern over Nibiru either. Rising demand from international investors and financial institutions bodes well for bonds, with the Fed's plan to buy more than $600 billion of treasuries, more than 80% complete. All right, so QE2 is almost done. And QE3, contrary to some forecasters' opinions, is not likely to come on. We'll see. U.S. fixed income assets are retaining their appeal as the credit quality of European sovereign debt deteriorates and banks meet tighter risk standards governing the capital that they need cushion against losses. Foreign investors are going to continue to come to the U.S., said Robert Tipp. This to verify that a sucker is born every moment. Said Robert Tipp, the chief investment strategist for fixed income at Newark, New Jersey-based Prudential Investment Management. I've shared with you before my opinion that I don't know how much these people pay Bloomberg to mention them as experts that say, but there certainly is a considerable amount of reference to experts that happen to be in these investment businesses all around the United States. Here's a little bit more from him. Good old Robert Tipp, quote, "The liquidity aspect is not to be underestimated. If the past is prologue, cessation of large-scale asset purchases is likely to prove bullish for longer maturity treasuries," he said. Well, then it goes on and talks about this and that. Even with the Obama administration selling record amounts of debt to finance a budget deficit exceeding $1 trillion, losses on the U.S. Treasuries slowed to 14% last year. That'd be 0.14%. Here's another one. Let's go in here and close these out when that one loads. Kind of a nifty little way I'm doing things these days. It seems to be working out, and I have apparently, hopefully, overcome the blue screen crash nonsense that happens at the moment the broadcast opens. But here's the article. Wall Street trading revenue seen falling the fourth straight quarter. Now, what's up with this? Here we've been talking about how great the New York Stock Exchange is and how great NASDAQ is and what a banner year they've been having over the S&P 500. And then you get an article like this, makes you scratch your head. Michael Moore, writing this for Bloomberg, this would have been yesterday, late. A surge in market volatility following Japan's worst earthquake on record and a jump in oil prices may not be enough to keep investment banking and trading revenue from falling for a fourth consecutive quarter. I thought that investment banking and trading revenue has been having just absolutely banner. I mean, Goldman Sachs, what, made a profit, showed a profit every day last year or something like that? Wow. Analysts have lowered first quarter earnings estimate at the biggest U.S. banks, saying trading revenue won't rebound as much as they had expected. Interesting. From a weak fourth quarter, the outlook for the period fuels speculation that Wall Street is facing a prolonged decline in investment banking and trading revenue after record figures in 2009. We should all go out and cry in the garden at this point. While firms often benefit from higher volatility and volume, an 18% in the Nikkei index in the three trading days beginning with Japan's March 11 magnitude 9 earthquake may mean the events were a negative for Wall Street. Wall Street wasn't able to profit off of that earthquake yet, apparently, as banks faced principal losses and nervous investors scaled back trading after initial swell, analysts said. In the short term, that volatility can have a beneficial effect, but when this comes after what's been a volatile few years, it ultimately leads to more investors sitting on the sidelines again. Sitting on the sidelines. I'm going to talk about women's basketball in a moment. The benefit in this quarter from more volatility has been relatively modest and generally unhelpful over the medium term. Well, it's a long and windy article. But let's go over here and visit with my favorite criminal. Blank Fine reaps a $19 million as cash bonuses return to Goldman Sachs. This by Christine Harper. These parasitical pukes on Wall Street. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Blankfein, $19 million compensation for 2010. So here I have been over here in Southwest Missouri, reading all of these articles and tracking the treason and misprison of treason by Lloyd Blankfein and Goldman Sachs. And he's bankrolled $19 million. Well, I guess it pays to be in crime. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Microplant Powder.
Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Oh, yeah. Goldman Sachs, Slimy Wiesel, Lloyd Blank finds pay. Included $5.4 million in cash, $12.6 million in restricted stock, a $600,000 salary, and about $464,000 in other benefits. I wonder how old they were. A proxy statement from the New York-based firm showed Blank finds $9.8 million pay for 2009, included $9 million in restricted stock, plus salary and other compensation. Cash awards are back at Goldman Sachs, the fifth biggest U.S. bank by asset after a 38% drop in annual earnings and a year in which the stock price ended close to where it began. Wow. While pay is up from 2008 when Blankfein, who is 56 years old, and six other senior officers got no bonuses, it remains below Blankfein's record-setting $67.9 million award for 2007. That was the year they killed American home buying and selling. The fact that they would return to a more market-based pay is probably not surprising after the 2008 and 2009, said Rosemarie Orenz, a senior partner at the Compensation Advisory Partners, LLC. They're not quite back to anything remotely like that they got paid in prior years. Goldman Sachs 2010 share performance, a decline of less than half of 1%, outstripped competitors, including Bank of America Corporation, Morgan Stanley, which was the second biggest U.S. securities firm after Goldman Sachs, before both converted to banks in 2008, shares of J.P. Morgan Chase, which reported a record profit last year, rose 1.8% during the year. The Americans were asked to spend trillions and trillions in TARPs and bailouts, right? Difficult market conditions, while our performance in 2010, this is a quote, was not as strong as in 2009 due to difficult market conditions for much of that year, we continued to create value for our shareholders and prudently manage our firm from a risk perspective, Goldman Sachs said in the proxy. Well, this is a long and lengthy article, certainly well worth the read. I would encourage you to find it on Bloomberg today. Okay, here's another one. Well, these guys are something else. Barry the Usurper. Take note now. This is what we were talking about last Wednesday, last Thursday, and Friday, and today. Barry the Usurper begins his bid for the 2012 re-election with a video and email. You hear what I said? And are you going to sideline during this election cycle? Are you going to be like a good curling rink operator and sweep the ice and make his little stone slip right into the home one more time? John McCormick and Roger Runningen writing this new news for Bloomberg. Barry the Usurper began his bid for re-election in 2012 by releasing a campaign video on his website and sending an email to supporters that said the job of preparing for his campaign must, quote, start today, close quote. Are you ready to get busy right where you are? Quote, we are filing papers to launch our 2012 campaign, close quote, the usurper wrote in the email, quote, we're doing this now because the politics we believe in does not start with expensive TV ads or extravaganzas, pay attention, comma, but with you, hyphen, with people organizing how? Block by block, talking to neighbors, co-workers, and friends. And that kind of campaign takes time to build. One of the fundamental principles of becoming vocal local is starting right where we are, in our local voting precincts. Why? Because this kind of a campaign takes time to build. And it is precisely the kind of campaign that put Barry the Usurper in office the first time. This is what they use when they say organize America. And the Republican Party uses something very similar to this. So does the various Jewish groups out there. With people organizing block by block, talking to neighbors, co-workers, and friends. The campaign will be, quote, farther reaching, more focused, more innovative than anything we've built before, close quote. Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. You know, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. Not because they're fancy words, but because it is the strategy for success. They know it, we need to know it, and then we need to use it. The filing with the Federal Election Commission will allow the usurper to begin fundraising and other organizational efforts for his goal of winning a second White House term. Now, you know, just like Jorge Bush, the shrub, Jorge won his first election, thanks to his brother Jimmy, down in Florida with the Hanging Chads. That then opened the door to the Help America Vote Act, but even more importantly, it set new precedent. For the first time in American history that I'm aware of, the Electoral College did not vote on a president. No, no. The decision was by the Supreme Court. Sandra Day O'Connor, I think it is, writing the opinion. Obama, 49, said this will be his, quote, final campaign, at least as a candidate, and signed his message, Barack. Well, just like with Jorge Bush, it required his reelection and the silence of the media to cover up the fact that he was really not elected in any constitutional sense for his first term of office. But when the people, the sheeple, came out in droves and used the electronic voting devices and brought Jorge Bush, the shrub, to power for his second term, they basically gave their assent to total disregard of our constitutional process and an overruling of the Electoral College. Now, if Barry the Usurper, the Kenyan boy, is allowed to win another election and serve a second term in office, that will be total confirmation and the assent of the people of this country that we don't give a damn where you were born, when you were born, or if you were born. Interesting. Talk about precedent. God, it's scary to death. The two-minute video features interviews with supporters and doesn't include any spoken words from Obama. Not a word. It's going to be change, baby. It includes images from his historic 2008 campaign when he was elected the first, they say, black U.S. president. You really ought to just say mulatto. That would be more accurate, but they don't like that word anymore. Anyway, he's operating. He's running. What are we going to do about it? TEPCO dumps radioactive water in the sea to reconnect their pumps. You wouldn't believe this until you read it. I didn't. But this by Ikikuri Suzuki and Suzuki Inajima, writing for Bloomberg New News, Tokyo Power and Electric Company, that's also known as TEPCO, began dumping radioactive water from its crippled Daiichi nuclear station into the sea to make room to store more toxic liquids that have hampered efforts to restart the cooling system. My, what are we going to do with all this radioactive water? I don't know. Why don't we pour it in the ocean? Okay, let's do that. No one will notice, and no one will care. The release of the water, which has low levels of radiation, will make space for more dangerous fluid in the basement of turbine buildings at number 2 and 3 reactors. The government approved the plan, the first deliberate toxic discharge into the ocean, the chief cabinet secretary said. Quote, we didn't have any other alternatives, Yukio Andano said in Tokyo. This is a measure we had to take to secure safety. Secure safety. What is it, double entendre? Secure safety. Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the promotion of a safety culture. Workers at the utility known as TEPCO have been battling to restart cooling pumps and blah, 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 until they get rid of that water they can't get in there to sort out the pumps. So just go ahead, pour that toxic stuff in the ocean. Well, we'll be right back for hour number two.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, April the 4th, 2010, or 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's jump up to Chelsea, Oklahoma, and talk to our roving reporter. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Will, how's it going? I'm in Boston. I'm on my break, and you know what, Will? Here's the thing. When it comes to Obama getting reelected, I'm telling you, I think he's going to get in again, and I'll tell you why. People don't read too much. People don't even read the newspaper. They read the headline at best. That's it. Watch the 6 o'clock news. That's it. I mean, the college students are swayed by their communist, lesbian, bull-dyke professors. And so forth. There's a strong Islamic community in this country. There's a strong communist community in this country. I mean, pretty much, a lot of people have envy, class warfare, where the Rainbow Coalition will sit in the front of the bus and the straight white Christian male will sit in the back of the bus. That's what's going to drive Obama into office again. Social justice, you see, which is a euphemism for reverse racism. That's what's going to get Obama in again, and electronic voting, and the media in his back pocket, because the media loves him because they're a bunch of communists. Obama's a foreign agent, and so forth. So you're going to get a lot of red Chinese money coming in, a lot of probably Russian money, and a lot of oil money from the Middle East, because Abdul loves him. And if Abdul loves him, he's going to get in again because Abdul owns the oil and so forth. So
don't forget about the Black Panther swinging the nightsticks and batons.
Oh, yes. And the Black Panthers will be there standing in front of voting booths everywhere with those billy clubs. Oh, I'll tell you, if I ever seen a Black Panther standing in front of a billy club thing telling me I can't come in, I'm going to go in. And if he tries to look at that billy club, I'm shoving that, never mind. My redneck is starting to come out because this makes me angry. People have the right to vote. But you see, the Black Panthers will be staying out there, the SEIU will be staying out there, trying to turn away poor little Granny. So Granny can't vote, because if Granny and the oldie can't vote, Obama's getting in again. Obama gets in again. It's not Barack Hussein Obama. It's Robert Mugabe Obama. And you know what Robert Mugabe did? He killed off the white farmers and turned Zimbabwe into a toilet. That's America's future. We all know it. And the banksters love him because he's letting them run roughshod. The banksters will be able to flee this country. And when we're going to be a third world banana republic where the rich will escape, the ones who can't escape will live in gated communities, and people like me and you will live out in the woods saying Yahoo, or live in the city smelling the turd. Will, have a good one.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah, you let a guy up in Chelsea have a break, and boy, that's what he does. He calls the broadcast. Gotta love Jeff. He's got a personality. And he's got a lot of research, too, by the way. But anyway, here's another article. Yeah, Jeff's got a lot of enthusiasm. China buries Obama buries China buries Obama's Sputnik goal. Sputnik gold. You guys remember that? The space race. China buries the usurper's Sputnik goal for renewable energy EOS. That's written by Ben Sills. China is beating the U.S. in the race to supply clean energy technologies to the world, helped by a government bank whose advisors include Henry Kissinger. Now, I've tried to bring this bank to your attention several times in previous broadcasts, but this is the China Development Bank Corp. You might just browse it up and find out about the largest bank on the planet. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back one more time to our Monday, April the 4th, 2011, two-hour extravaganza. Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can certainly join our chat room at becomevocallocal.com to engage in the lively discussions there, kind of like a parallel broadcast that runs in the background, lots of links being dropped in there, lots of discussion as well. Or you can join us live on air at 866-841-1065, as our caller Fritz has from Missouri. Let's go live to Fritz. Good morning, Fritz.
Hey, good cold and rainy morning. How are you?
Well, I don't know. Last night I got very little sleep. We had an incredible windstorm that blew through this area. I thought the siding was going to come off the house, the shingles off the roof, and the whole thing blow away. But we made it through the night, and this morning it is gray and very chilly compared to yesterday's high temperature day.
Same here. Hey, you know, I went to grade school with a gal from whose family was from southern or from Eastern Europe, and her name was Sally Sputnik.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one, buddy. I can only imagine how fun it was to ride around the world with her.
Believe it if you need it. I just got back from my first Monday morning county commission meeting.
Well, how did it go?
It's held in the county commissioner's office. A lot of people jammed in there. Mostly the people who work in the courthouse, the collector and the treasurer and the sheriff and the title, the lands office people and so on, and a few concerned citizens like myself. I just watched. It was about a 45-minute meeting. They have their little agenda pre-typed up, and they zip through it pretty quick and without much enthusiasm, you know. But I did notice down here on under old business, item B, the Enhanced Enterprise Zone Board.
Oh, my.
And the only thing that was mentioned was that they were on hold. They were waiting to hear from the IDAR. Now, I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to research it.
Thank you. Might want to
no check. Doubt it's some.
You might want to check the United Nations website there for that one, IDAR. I'll look that up myself. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting. Now, under that, in that particular meeting, they held it in the commissioner's office. They do that from time to time in McDonald County, where I used to live. They have a small room. It doesn't hold very many people. You'd never know that was where the heartbeat of the county was happening, you know. But here in Berry County, they have the commissioner's meeting in the old courtroom, the courthouse courtroom. And so there's plenty of room for people to come and sit and so on and so forth. But those meetings can be rather interesting. I don't know whether they've already approved the budget for this year in your county or not. But this is the sort of a place where you really need to go. Were there any reporters there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not one.
They did, on the agenda was the approval of the minutes from the last three meetings. So it's pretty safe for me to say that the delay on the minutes a few weeks ago after I spoke was normal. I looked in the paper, and it looks like there's usually about a two-week delay by the time it gets published. Another little interest, they did talk about the budget a lot, but another interesting little tidbit that I picked up was they're talking about putting an elevator in the courthouse. And, of course, my position is, well, you know, if somebody in a wheelchair needs help, can't the county collector or the person in question, you know, walk down and meet with them in the lobby? But, no, we have to have an elevator because the feds say so. And it sounds like it's going to be federal money, but the feds are holding it up because they want to first do a historical and an environmental study on the building.
That's
on
right.
The courthouse.
That's
I don't know how how the elevator would affect the environment, but that was just kind of an interesting tidbit, and I just watched and listened, and it's pretty dry stuff. There was also an item about the
how big and how old is that courthouse building?
It's a three-story brick structure with the obligatory bell tower-looking structure on the front, a lot of flying buttresses, and I would say that it's probably it's certainly 100 years old or more.
I would say that sometime within the next 6 to 12 months, as a result of the elevator requirement for meeting handicap access and to keep them from being politically disenfranchised, that your town, your county will be looking at a new courthouse probably within at least the discussion will open within the next 12 months. And there's funding available behind that. Of course, the Historic Preservation Company group will come in and they'll say that it's a historic building, shouldn't be altered to include an elevator. And, of course, from an environmental standpoint, it's just not going to be possible to come in to that old building and make that kind of a restoration or a renovation or addition without a substantial environmental impact. So working together, they'll probably have you in a new courthouse in the near future.
Oh, and that, well, it'll be the new Justice Center, don't you think?
Absolutely.
It'll be a Justice Center.
Well, it could be that. It could be a combination of the two. They'll have a courthouse and a federal court in the same building, but they might not. They might separate those two because they really do like to have their high priests of law in their own separate, mausoleum, but they don't really like to muddy it up with the people. People should never be able to make the connection between the county commission and the courts. You know, I mean, that's kind of taboo. They like to keep them separate, sometimes on both other sides of the town. You know, they have a big separation of wall there. But anyway, sounds like an interesting meeting.
Yeah.
And I'll be interested to see what the timetable is on publishing the minutes. And I hope you'll stay right on top of that. Did you make a presentation or not?
No, I just, having never been to this meeting, and I followed Tom's advice and just listened today. They all know me now when I walk in, or at least, you know, the players recognize me. And so I think I'm just going to be the fly on the wall here. For a few meetings, and there was another.
That'll be a good strategy, but I would recommend adding a little bit of being vocal local there. You've got an opportunity if you contact the secretary there, the county clerk, to get on the minutes, on the agenda, and you might want to start getting them used to the fact that people are going to come and speak for a few minutes. So that they will include in the agenda public comment section. Okay.
Yes. Well, they have that item number 3 on the agenda: call to order, then the roll call, then they have it open for public. They call it the public forum. But I'm sure we're allowed to speak at any time during the meeting if we want them to clarify a statement or this or that. But they do have a public forum slot on the agenda. And now, before I go, there was one other little high point that caught my ear that I don't know anything about, and that is this Big River Watershed Project.
Yes.
And I think that's BLM or somebody, I think. They're surveying our water, probably under the law of the sea thing. But apparently we owe somebody $66,000 for the work that they did on the watershed project, which
we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, as Fritz is the living testimony, it is possible to go to a county commission meeting and come away unscathed. Hopefully he'll stick right with that watershed discussion and stay on top of that as well. Lots of things that we can do locally, but especially just getting the habit started, getting out and about and listening to what's coming down the pike, getting to notice who the people are that come to these meetings on a regular basis, getting an opportunity to give a couple of minutes presentation at every meeting. Getting them in the habit of accepting that presentation and to listen. As Fritz mentioned, you know, the opportunity exists sometimes and limitedly in the beginning. This is not a conditional. There is an opportunity sometimes to be able to raise your hand through during a meeting, and if you do it so politely, and stand and then address the commissioners, give them all the respect they love. You might even be able to make comment to her on other issues during the course of the meeting, outside of the public comment period. And of course, this is a kind of a typical thing where in his case, in his county, they push the public comment to the beginning of the meeting rather than holding it to the end. Oftentimes, they'll hold it to the end, which is what I prefer because it gives you an opportunity to stand up and actually make a comment about something that was discussed during the meeting. But either way, taking full advantage of that, if you will get up and make a presentation, then the secretary, the recording secretary, usually the county clerk or someone from the clerk's office, will have to take notice of that, and then it will appear with the minutes in the newspaper. So it's a way that you can get publicity in addition to using the editor letters to the editor and other things like that. If you have an electronic newspaper in your town, you can use the blogs and forums and comments on articles, but nevertheless. So back to our news then. China, again, is beating the U.S. in the race to supply clean energy technologies to the world, helped by a government bank whose advisors include Henry Kissinger. I'd bring it to your attention, this article. You can find it on Bloomberg this morning. But China Development Banking Corporation, China Development Bank Corp., the CDBC, CDBC. Browse that up one time. It's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, bank on the planet right now. Unbelievable. Anyway, which listed the former U.S. Secretary of State, that would be Kissinger, as an advisory board member in a 2010 bond prospectus, agreed last year to lend 232 billion yuan, or 35.4 billion, to Chinese wind and solar power companies. The U.S. gave about 4 billion to their American competitors in grants and offered about 16 billion of loan guarantees. Adding, in private investment, China also led. The CDB, which has almost twice the assets of the World Bank, hello, is matching U.S. expertise with China, Chinese financing and manufacturing prowess to dominate a market both nations say is critical to their future. Chinese solar panel makers such as LDK Solar Limited were the biggest loan recipients, and for the first time last year supplied more than half of the global market. According to Bloomberg New Energy Finance, quote, what China is doing is really smart. Every time you see that word smart in news these days, you need to perk up your ears, okay? Doing is really smart. Smart growth, sustainable development, and all that. Without a clear policy path, we'll be crushed. And this by John Anda, the UBS AG security unit in Stamford, Connecticut, said. Barry the Usurper said in January, his country needs another Sputnik moment. His country needs, what was that, Kenya or what? His country needs another Sputnik moment to wean itself of foreign oil. The U.S. had just slipped to third place behind China and Germany in a ranking of nations funding renewable power in 2010 as Republicans in Congress blocked the White House energy spending plan, according to a ranking by New Energy Finance. And if you remember, he was talking all about how if they blocked that, there were going to be other ways to go around the horn. Just to go through some of the top headlines in the more environmental news section, Iberdrola Renewables gets approval to expand biggest Scottish wind farms, renewable energy won't be a major factor in Kuwait, Sime Darby to conduct biogas trials on 8 Malaysian estates, the United Arab Emirates becomes the first of 6 Arab states in the Persian Gulf to get a CO2 credit. Nuclear crisis puts 50 U.S. aides in Japan testing their own readiness. TEPCO to dump. Suzlon Energy plans to acquire remainder of the German unit RE Power Systems. Suzlon may raise stake in German repower. Steel industry to sue. Mitsui and company signs. And Germany faces blackouts if the country quits its nuclear programs too soon. Keep your eyes peeled on the environmental news basket. It seems to be the wave of the future, my man. Women's basketball programs lose money as salaries break college budgets. Wow. What an article. Curtis Eichenberger, or Eichelberger, writing this for Bloomberg. The University of Connecticut ran at a third consecutive women's championship comes with the trappings of a world-class sports event, including a national television audience and rowdy fans in blue wigs and face paint. The Huskies, used to be University of Washington, had that name. The Huskies dominate on the court and can sell out arenas. What they lose, however, is money. The program spent $723,900,000 more than it earned in fiscal 2010. You think these are educational, higher educational institutions? They're not higher educational institutions. These are sports conferences. Women's basketball needs to figure out how at least to pay its own way as the state grapples with budget deficits and some university systems eliminate intercollegiate sports to save money. When's that going to come to a town near you? They dump these intramural and high school sports and start concentrating on education. Quote, there is an intrinsic value in being able to carry your own weight, McClade said. For the amount of resources going into intercollegiate women's basketball, there's going to be a time where there has to be a rational decision of, quote, is it worth it? And I ask you that. Is it worth it? Is it worth it for us to continue to dump money this way? Hard to say. Over the weekend, I finally finished this excellent book. I've been working on it for a month. Real slow read, hard to figure it out, you know. This guy is some kind of short of deep. He really, really is. But I enjoyed reading Henry Bergson's book, Creative Evolution. Creative Evolution by Henry Bergson in the authorized translation by Arthur Mitchell of Harvard University with a foreword by Irwin Edmond of Columbia University. And this is a modern library book. These are these little books that you can sometimes find in flea markets and from booksellers for a song, a pittance. But they're a wonderful, wonderful reading library. The Creative Evolution by Henry Bergson was number 231 in their series. And so you can acquire these books, and the translations appear to be very credible, well done type of material. But who is this guy Henry Bergson anyway? Very interesting fellow. And this title of his book, Creative Evolution, what's it all about? Well, Henry Bergson, born in 1859, died in 1941. Here's a little bit, and this is right off of the the European Graduate School, Graduate and Postgraduate Studies. The article goes this way. Henry Bergson was born in Paris in 1859. His father was Jewish from Poland, and his mother was an Anglo-Irish Jew. He was gifted in mathematics and at an early age won an award for a unique solution to a mathematical problem, as well as a solution to a complex problem that Pascal had claimed to have solved. Now, Pascal is really important here. Mathematics, that's important here. All right. At the age of 18, Bergson attended the École Normale Supérieure for 4 years, after which he began a career in teaching at the Clermont-Ferrand in 1883. In the following year at Clermont-Ferrand, he published a critical study of the philosophy and poetry of Lucretius. And if you don't know who Lucretius is, you can look at his writings on the nature. I can't remember the title. It's in my library. I've read it. I've also read several pieces by Beth Pascal. As a matter of fact, as we go through this little bio here and some of the material I'm going to share, Henry Bergson has covered a lot of the same ground that I have, and he's come to many of the same conclusions. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so there are a variety of different biographies for Henry Bergson that you can find out on the Internet. Certainly that's the case. I've got a couple of them opened here, but neither of them would we be able to cover in the balance of this broadcast, and then we would still not have heard anything from Bergson. So I'm going to just kind of give you a few highlights from this one and continue. Bergson shifted his focus away from mathematics and mechanics, preferring to develop his thoughts, first presented in Time and Free Will, in the humanities and philosophy, particularly the concepts of the mind, the intuition, and the experience of time or duration. Matter and Memory, his next publication in 1896, continues these investigations. For Bergson, duration, that's time, involves the succession of conscious states in an immeasurable flow, and real time, therefore, is the experience of duration as apprehended by intuition, time perceived as indivisible. He has led to a theory of mind-body relations, opposing the preference of separate operations of instinct and intellect. And in 1903, he wrote an introduction to metaphysics, which is further elaboration of the central role that the intuition plays on his theory of knowledge. And there's so much more in this one that we really just don't have time for it. But here's a little bit from a different take. This is out of Stanford University. His life and his works. Bergson, again, born in Paris, October the 18th, in 1878, became a French citizen. He could have chosen English citizenship. He was accepted at the École Normale, and so on and so forth. His first scholarly publication, so on and so forth. Second works, Creative Evolution. Creative Evolution appeared in 1907. It was the beginning of the Bergson legend. Now, see, when I got this book, it was one of those many tours that I make through flea markets, and I just saw it there. I recognized it as a modern library book and instinctively just picked it up and carried it to the counter and acquired it for pennies. Anyway, it's been in my library now for about a year, waiting to be read. Finally got around to it, and as I said, I've spent about a month. This is not one of those real easy reads. I mean, you could read it quickly, but this guy is deep, and deep indeed. It was, again, the beginning of the Bergson legend, as well as of numerous lively academic public controversies entering on his philosophy and his role as an intellectual. The beginning of the next decade is the apex of the Bergsonian cult, or the Bergson boom. Creative Evolution was translated into English. Bertrand Russell, who publishes an article entitled The Philosophy in Bergson, in his Monist in 1912, objects that Bergson wants to turn us into bees with the notion of intuition. Well, that's Bertrand Russell. Russell also notes that any attempt at classifying Bergson will fail, as his philosophy cuts across all divisions, whether empirist, realist, or idealist. Bergson's lectures at the College of France were filled to capacity, not only with society ladies and their suitors, but also with a whole generation of philosophy students. And it continues. And I mentioned in the past on several occasions that when you have some university professor holding course somewhere, their ability to influence generations is profound insofar as that the longer they teach, the more of the young people actually come in and follow along behind him. And then they go on and they use this stuff in their own lives, and it influences their lives, much the way that the neocons were influenced by the great professor there at the University of Chicago. That would be Leo Strauss. I was fumbling for it there. Now, here's an article, just quickly, off of the Huffington Post. Usually don't go here, but as it's pertinent and it is a recent article, I'll use it. Art's Lust, Remembering Henry Bergson. Before January is forgotten, Art's Lust wants to place a memory kiss on the high, slender forehead of Henry Bergson. It was 70 years ago on the fourth day of the passing month that Bergson died at 81 after catching pneumonia while waiting online in Nazi-occupied Paris to register as a Jew. And they'll go to no... there's no expense. There's no extent. No matter who or where or how. It has to be drug out. And so it was drug out in the Huffington Post here. He caught pneumonia while waiting on Nazi-occupied Paris to register as a Jew. Well, it's interesting. He was, for a period of his life, a crypto-Jew. He never was, apparently, too Jewish in his Jewishness. But he felt necessary that he had to register, I guess, as a Jew. One thing that I found really interesting in reading these variety of biographies is that the Dreyfus affair, he chose to remain silent and aloof. And, of course, the Dreyfus affair, for those of you that are not aware of it, was the leaping springboard that brought Zionism, you know, to a head. Theodore Herzl
followed and made great hay on writing about this this poor fellow, this military guy, the Dreyfus. All right, so there's a lot to the Dreyfus story. You could read that. We want to continue on with this. Continuing, it says, to many people living in the first decades of the 20th century, that one would have to write a sentence identifying him would be unbelievable, not only because he won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1927, but that the Bergsonian idea about living in the world had seeped deep into the reality of the time. I'm surprised that I had never really, you know, put much attention on him before. He was quite prominent. One of the people that I do have a lot of respect for, and I've shared with you his spirit of world politics, was William Ernest Hocking. And I was surprised to discover a writing about Bergson by William Ernest Hocking. Continuing, it did so because it offered an unusual mixture of iconoclastic views and populist views. Iconoclastic if viewed from within the institutional progress of modern scientific thought. Populist because he seductively articulated sensations and questions that everyone has, the personal meditations by which we explore the frontier between the introversion and the external experience. He didn't discuss or discount the latter, but put a soulful, animating emphasis on the irreducible value of subjective human feelings. I'm going to leave that go at that point and refer directly to his own writings. One of the things that I noticed right off the bat in the way that he was styling, starting this treatise of 390 some pages on creative evolution, was that he wasn't a dyed-in-wool evolutionist. At least not from the standpoint of the Darwinians or the Lamarckians and that bunch. Leibniz and Spinoza and Kant and Spencer. All of these in this book, he contests their points of view. But what was really interesting about this is that as soon as I was able to make this leap shortly into the book, if I would just take it out of from the standpoint of evolution, as if, you know, going from the primordial soup to man, and get out of that and think about this writing from a political standpoint, then it was tolerable reading and fascinating reading, because I can see in his thoughts much of what has come to become Vocal Local. In fact, we're going to find out a little bit more about that this morning. What is meant by the notion of become vocal local? All right, this is something I wrote back when I was just starting on the radio with this concept. Though the general concept is complex, the idea is simple. In law, silence often implies assent. It is almost axiomatic that all politics are local. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are. You're familiar with all of that. Grammatically, become is a verb, as I use it. Become vocal local is a verb. And thus the predicate. Both vocal and local are adjectives which combine as an adjectival phrase in need of a subject. Vocalis and localis both are Latin, vocal and local. Hence they appear italicized. And that exclamation point there in become vocal local, that is the subject that is needed. That completes both the sentence and the thought. And therefore become vocal local is a bold, dynamic action we take in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. And then I continue with this writing that I did time ago. But it's important because these are some of the things that I was thinking about when I came up. Actually, I didn't come up with the phrase, it fell out of me. I could say it that way. In a letter that I wrote to one of our listeners on the Republic Broadcasting Network back in 2004. But there's a lot to it. They become, if you do the etymological study on that word, you'll find that it's an incredible word. And it means a lot, including my name, even Velkommen. William is even involved in that. But it's a really interesting thing. It's a contraction between be and come. To be or not to be, that is the question. Come. To be come. What is it all about? It's a huge study. I've made quite an inquiry into it. So does Bergson. Fascinating. Fascinating. But let's just start in right here. And he says this. There results between them a modus vivendi. Now, of course, you'd remember Ilan Vital, Henry Bergson. Well, there's the break. Grats. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up there.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So on a recent broadcast with Saul Venua over on the Orion Network, we had an opportunity to take a couple of hours and to go through a little bit of a study that I've come across, that I've done, you know, myself, original thoughts, I guess you would say, in regards to time and space and distance and math and all of these various things. You can find it at Saul Venua Radio over on the Oracle, or excuse me, on the Orion Broadcasting Network. But this harkens back to Zeno. Zeno and the Eleatic School, right? And it's interesting, but this is, and it's mentioned right here, and in fact, time and matter and this are all parts of this discussion. I'm really enjoying, so far, the mind of Henry Bergson, and I'll share a little bit with you, because a lot of what he's getting at here is what I'm hoping to see us accomplish, right? Such indeed was the sentence passed by the philosophers of the Eleatic school, and they passed it without any reservation whatsoever. As becoming, right? Become, vocal, local. As becoming shocks the habit of thought and fits ill into the molds of language, they declared it unreal. The Eleatic school didn't think the idea of becoming was possible. In spatial movement and in change in general, they saw only pure illusion. This conclusion could be softened down without changing the premises by saying that the reality changes, but that it ought not to change. The reality changes, but that it ought not to change. Experience confronts us with becoming. That is sensible reality. How many times have I said I'm a political realist, not a fantasist here? But the intelligible reality, that which ought to be, is more real still. And that reality does not change. And then he writes this. Beneath the qualitative becoming, beneath the evolutionary becoming, beneath the extensive becoming, the mind must seek that which defies change, the definable quality, the form, or the essence, the end. Bergson put a tremendous amount of effort and energy into this concept of becoming, to become, be, to be, to come. He talks about it being beneath the qualitative becoming, and he expands on that greatly. Beneath the evolutionary becoming, we're looking at an established two-party political system that has run its course, run amok and run its course. And it's time for us to move beyond that. And yet, people resist because it impacts them at their belief system level. It impacts them at their basal level. Beneath the extensive becoming, what we do outwardly, the mind must seek that which defies change. Change, change. We're going to find that in Bergson, much of this change that the usurper is bringing out head on head at the same time has become vocal local. They have common ground. It's like the antithesis here on become vocal local, the very nemesis of globalism. The definable quality, the form or the essence and the end. Such was the fundamental principle of the philosophy which developed throughout the classic age. The philosophy of forms, or to use a term more akin to the Greek, the philosophy of ideas. The word, and then he uses the Greek, which I can't pronounce, which we translate here by idea, has in fact this threefold meaning. One, it denotes the quality. Two, the form or essence, and three, the end or design in the sense of intention. And he talks a lot about intention of the act being performed. That is to say, at the bottom, the design in the sense of drawing of the act supposed accomplished. These three aspects are those of the adjective, substantive, and verb. And so here in become vocal local, we have exactly the same elements. After the explanations we've given above, we might and perhaps we ought to translate idea by view, or rather by moment. For idea is the stable view taken of the instability of things. We have a very unstable marketplace today. We have a very unstable or instable world that we're living in today. We're trying to come to a better understanding. The form, which is meant, which is a moment of evolution. And again, I don't use the word, but he does, and it's the purpose of this book, so I'll just quote it when he says it. But I think that the word is in itself false, as is the philosophy behind it. The essence, which is the mean from form above and below, a mean form above and below, as above, so below. There's a lot of stuff in here. Which the other forms are arranged as alterations of the mean. Finally, the intention or the mental design which presides over the action being accomplished and which is nothing else, we said, than the material design traced out and contemplated beforehand of the action accomplished. And we can go on and we talk about the universal beginning. To reduce things to ideas is therefore to resolve becoming into its principal moments, each of these being, moreover, by the hypothesis, screened from the laws of time and, as it were, plucked out of eternity. That is to say that we end in the philosophy of ideas when we apply the cinematological mechanism of the intellect to the analysis of the real. And that would require a lot of explanation. But when we put immutable ideas at the base of the moving reality, a whole physics, a whole cosmology, a whole theology follows necessarily. See, we're changing a belief system here. We're trying to call forth a new belief, a new understanding, a new concept. As the NASDAQ wants to take over the New York Stock Exchange, and the NASDAQ is known for its electronic trading, so perhaps we can be thinking about merger and acquisition, merge these two parties together, and then once again reacquire the basic fundamental principle of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, moving away from the expensive and the clumsy system of representation that we have today that no longer serves its mission and misses its mark, and move with the technology forward in a new trading platform, if you will, an exchange of ideas, finding a new way to present our issues and our ideas, and institute a government of our own to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the 21st century. It's time to transcend the old concept and bring in the new. It's change. I don't like that word, evolve, but it's a transition away from something that was intended to be used in a certain way, which we've seen how easily it is abused, and yet retaining the fundamental principles of representation, a representative government. They indicate the vision that a systematic intellect obtains of the universal becoming when regarding it by means of snapshots taken in intervals of its flowing. Time flows. We think of the day, today being Monday, April the 4th, 2011. It's a snapshot. It's this cinematological frame in a long moving picture. That all of time itself becomes an illusion when we think of it as bit by bit by bit, as marks on a tally stick. Our mind automatically follows this snapshot view of time and space and distance. But even 100 years ago, when Henry Bergson was expounding on this in his writings, he could see that wasn't quite the case. It was just the way that our minds automatically look at things in snapshots. 2-year elections, 4-year elections, 2-year elections, municipal elections, which, by the way, tomorrow will be here in Southwest Missouri. We'll have our municipal elections. The election calendar runs on and on and on. People come and people go. But it's a flow, it's a stream. And we can impact that stream like little drops coming in at the right place. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books,
listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.